Hey everybody, I'm Scott Hansman. This is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Dushyant Gill, and we're talking about Azure Service Health. You know, I had recently had an issue with my blood sugar management system. People know that I'm diabetic and I manage my blood sugar in the cloud, and I've got a bunch of resources. And it was down for a little while, and because it's mission critical, I was a little upset. So I got it in my head that Azure was down. But then I realized that was kind of silly because all of Azure doesn't go down. Sections of Azure might go down. Ultimately, it was my own fault, but I was a little frustrated because I didn't understand the health of Azure itself. Maybe you can help me understand that and what I can use to figure those things out.
Indeed. In fact, that's the first question our customers ask when there's a problem. Is it me or is it Azure? Mm. Right? And Azure Service Health is all about giving them great guidance and support when there's an issue in Azure that's affecting them. And you're right, it's not all of Azure is down. What is the issue that's impacting them? What's the scope? What can they do about it? What's Azure doing about it? It's all of that. When I joined this team, when I took this role on, I was wondering, am I just going to meet anxious customers, angry customers? But our customers understand that issues happen. It's the experience that they go through when there's a service issue that dictates whether they go leave it with confidence or thinking, hey, I did not have any information. Mm-hmm. I was lost. Nothing came from Microsoft. So Azure Service Health is about giving them that information when there's an issue, right? Let me show you what it looks like, right? So we're going to step into the shoes of Rihanna, and she's managing a couple of subscriptions in her company.
Okay.
And she's gotten a notification that an Azure service issue is affecting her resources, right? So it's gotten her attention. She logs on to the Azure Management Portal, and right away she sees, there's a virtual machine incident, an issue affecting her resources in West US.
Was this already pinned, or did she find that somewhere and pin that?
She did pin that. So you'll see right away, earlier you used to see this world map on Azure dashboard, which showed you 50 dots. Our customers told us, hey, I'm only in these few regions. Why are you showing me the health of all of Azure? So now you can personalize the view of Azure Service Health, the way you care about your resources. You can slice and dice. So for example, here, Rihanna has pinned two different environments, and she right away knows which of her environment is impacted, right?
Okay.
So she goes into Azure Service Health, and she gets the information that, virtual machines are impacted. She, right away, she can see what Azure is doing about the issue, right? Azure engineers are engaged. They're finding out what the mitigation is. Most of our customers, when we tell them that there's an issue impacting them, they go through all their subscriptions, create a list of resources that are impacted, send it to their teams. Hey guys, these are the resources that might be impacted. See if you want to mitigate, et cetera.
Right.
You want to make it super easy for them. Potential impact gives you what are the resources that could be impacted. You can export it to CSV, work with your teams, do the mitigation, whatever your plan is, right?
Okay, and you did that, you, Azure Service Health, did that already. You figured out that potential impact is specific to me. You can see my subscription numbers because you know that a virtual machine in West US, virtual machines in general in West US are having an issue. Therefore, those are the things and the resource groups that they're within.
That's exactly right. Now, think if you had 200 subscriptions and you want to make a list of all the databases in North Central US that's impacted.
That's the last thing that I want to do during an outage.
That's exactly right. Yeah, a lot of our customers do problem management on their side. Issues in Azure, issues in external services affect their applications. And they want to track issues in Azure. So a lot of customers created support cases just to get a tracking ID for this issue that was going on, just to put something in the email, in their problem management system. We've made that super simple. You don't have to create a support case. Well, of course, we're there to support you if there's a resource which has been left in a bad state. But just to get tracking ID, just to get official information from Microsoft, you shouldn't have to do that. So get a link makes that super easy. In fact, many customers have further. Many Azure customers have further customers that they want to communicate to, that this is a problem that's impacting Azure. And not always those issues are reflected in our Service Health dashboard, the public dashboard. So this issue summary, this official statement from Microsoft, makes it easy for those customers to further convey to their stakeholders that here, this is the issue that's impacting our resources together. So we've made it very easy for you to not only become aware of what's impacted, to start the problem management on your side, but also share information with the stakeholders that you care about to give them.
And I'm guessing by looking at your filters up here, I can go by subscription, region, or service, and it will generate the the details for me based on however I choose to slice that up.
That's exactly right. Many customers told us not all subscriptions are equal. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of our customers have an entire region of Azure as their test environment, and they don't want incidents from those regions to be muddling up their dashboards, right? So you should be able to slice and dice what subscriptions you care about, what regions you care about, and what resource types you care about. Many of our customers have blessed a few resource types. There are some in sandboxes, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be disturbed for those.
Right.
Just focus on those resource types. And that's how you saw Rihanna had pinned those two parts. So what she did was basically set up whatever filters she cared about, saved those filters, and simply pinned the filtered world map to her dashboard.
Okay. And this is all included. I have this already. I just didn't know it. I have this ability. I don't have to pay anything for it. I can
exactly.
go to Service Health right now. I can pick the subscriptions that I care about, the resources like my blood sugar that I care about, and pin a filtered world map today.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so the way you access Azure Service Health is through the Service Health tile mm-hmm. on your dashboard. Mm-hmm. We've replaced the global map that earlier we used to have mm-hmm. with this tile. And then once you're in, you can pin whatever filtered views that you care about, right? It's one place where you get not only service issues information, but also planned maintenance. So some of our services, virtual machines, cloud services, et cetera, they do maintenance on a regular basis to keep those systems healthy, right? We plan it, but if we don't tell our customers, if our customers are not aware, it is an outage for them. It's not planned on their side. So Azure Service Health makes it very easy for our customers to stay in touch with any upcoming maintenance that are going to impact their resources too. And also health advisories. For example, there are information we want to give to our customers that aren't issues, that aren't maintenance. For example, deprecation. We're deprecating this API. You need to move away from it. Or you've configured this thing wrong on your storage account, which is causing unavailability. So all of those advisories also flow via Azure Service Health.
So this sounds like this is an important thing to kind of just remind people of. This isn't just a feature for whether or not Azure is sick or not. There could be issues with my resources. There could be problems with my things. There could be deprecated APIs. This is general health, not just is it down or not.
That's exactly right. Any information that we want to give to our customers that's going to impact the availability of their resources, whether issues, maintenance, or any other advisory, we give via Azure Service Health. It's one place where you can see all of this. Earlier, there were experiences in Azure where we used to send emails, and our customers used to do inbox-based notification management. Hey, you got that email. Can you please forward it to me? I'll send you this. Take action on it.
Right.
No, this is one place you see all of those notifications, and you can take action on them.
Well, and even right now, just seeing this get a link, being able to go and send a friendly URL around to people in my organization and let people know, oh, this is what's going on. I could text it and say, here, this is the current status of what's happening.
That's exactly
right.
That's exactly right. That takes me to my next thing, which is how do you set up notifications? So a lot of our customers, they're viewing this, but they want the information to flow to the appropriate people in their organization right away.
Well, and I might have third parties. I may have who's on pager duty for this particular day.
Yeah.
How do I get this pushed to me?
Lovely. So let's look at that. So the next thing Rihanna does is she goes to Azure Monitor. And Azure Service Health is deeply integrated with Azure Monitor.
Okay.
It uses all of the Azure Monitor notification capabilities. Mm-hmm. And creating an Azure Service Health alert is very simple. You go to Azure Monitor Alerts and create an activity log alert. Mm. Right? All of this information is flowing into your activity log. Thus, it's integrated with all of the systems that are further integrating with activity log, like OMS, if you've integrated your Splunk or any other system, right? Mm-hmm. So you create an alert of type Service Health. Mm-hmm. You can pick if you want a different alert for incidents versus maintenance versus information versus advisories, right? You can do that. You can even slice and dice through resources and services. So let me create service issues to ops systems.
Okay.
All right. So I want to create this in my operations one. I want to put this in alerts notifications. Mm-hmm. And this is where the magic comes in, which is what are the teams that get notified, right? And I'm picking an existing action group. Group is a group of recipients. Emails, phone numbers, for SMSs.
People who can take action.
Yes, and also systems. So you talked about PagerDuty integration and third-party integrations, right? Mm-hmm. So the webhook recipient of action groups is the most powerful. In fact, we're seeing a lot of our customers pick that and then connecting Azure Service Health notifications and Azure Monitor notifications with their systems.
That's a good point. Notifying someone via a page or a notification is one thing, but if you could notify another system to then take action, make a VIP swap, do whatever it needs to do.
Mitigation, auto-mitigation is a very common scenario, whether you want to run a Logic app, a runbook that does the mitigations. So in this case, I'm going to pick an existing notification system. Let me show you what that notification system looks like. Let me cancel out of this. Mm-hmm. So I have an action group here, which is the ops systems. Mm-hmm. And it has a webhook URL for PagerDuty.
Which is a third party.
That's right. That's right. Let me show you the integration that we did with PagerDuty. So PagerDuty has this concept of services, right? So I've created a new service in PagerDuty called, it's called Azure Outages, mm-hmm. and it has an integration of Azure Service Health.
Right.
So you can deploy integrations into PagerDuty that basically parse the incoming payload mm-hmm. and make sense of it and notify you or trigger your escalation policies that way, right? So in this JavaScript, it's doing a very, very simple parsing of the incoming payload, mm-hmm. right? And we're making this available and giving you a webhook. As soon as I put this webhook into my action group, all of the Azure Service Health alerts are not now flowing into my PagerDuty system. In fact, this alert, if you see, has come from PagerDuty, the fake outage that I created today. That's a picture of my kids and the SMS that I received from PagerDuty.
Fantastic.
Let me show you how it looks like. So as you expect, all of the information that you saw there, service issues, virtual machines, VestUS, in here, you see the communication. In fact, PagerDuty also makes it easy for me to then deep link into Azure Service Health from the PagerDuty itself if I want to do further investigation.
Fantastic. I've got a whole bunch of things that I'm going to go and hook up when I get done with work today.
Indeed.
Fantastic. I am learning all about Azure Service Health here on Azure Friday.